Hi, I'm Harlan Savage with EcoCycle, and I'm here today to talk about carton recycling. Many people ask, are cartons recyclable? The answer is a resounding yes, although strangely enough, most people don't seem to know that. Cartons, in fact, are a very smart packaging choice because they use less energy to produce and transport than other options such as glass. Cartons weigh less than glass and don't require refrigeration, which means less energy is used in transport. Also, recycling the paper fiber in cartons results in 74% less air pollution and 35% less water pollution. So recycling cartons is a good idea. Now, which ones can you recycle? Non-dairy milk and soup broth cartons. So these are things like rice milk. You can even recycle the ones that are on the shelves and are not refrigerated. Single-serving juice boxes, but please take the straws out. And of course, milk, orange juice, and other beverage cartons. Sadly, ice cream containers are not recyclable because of the plastic lining on the containers. There's no market for them yet. Couple things to remember. Please do not flatten your cartons and be sure they've been rinsed and emptied before putting them in your recycling cart. Why is it important to keep the containers three-dimensional? Well, at the Boulder County Recycling Center, which is where all of your recyclables go, the automatic sorting equipment does initial sorting to separate containers, which are three-dimensional items, from paper. And if the cartons have been flattened, the machines will mistake them for paper, and they will be prepared for and sent to the wrong market. So please make sure that you do not flatten your cartons. What happens to the recycled cartons? After workers at the Boulder County Recycling Center have fully processed the cartons, they are sold and shipped to North American factories to become new products, including things like paper towels, plastic plant pots, tissues, office paper, and building products, including ceiling and roofing tiles. So cartons are recyclable, but it hasn't always been that way. About 10 or 20 years ago, when Tetra Paks first came on the market, there started to be a lot more interest in recycling cartons and Tetra Paks. And in fact, Tetra Paks became so popular that recyclers got together with the industry to talk about how we could recycle them domestically. The industry got organized and devised a special way to recycle cartons, which are made up of paper, plastic, and sometimes aluminum. So this is a relatively new development and an excellent example of producers taking responsibility for the life cycle of their products.